Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show. And what do we got? 719, I believe, today, is it not? 719. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, all of the information coming out has got the Luciferian communists and all of the intel boys and girls scared to death. And the thing still is, who gave the order? Who tuned the kid up? All the stuff coming out, is it diversion or not diversion? The three accounts, supposedly encrypted offshore. Well, a lot of the gaming sites in different places have their stuff offshore, but the incredible thing is, I'm still focusing. I don't know if I mentioned it last night or not. I believe I did. About the Arizona plate getting towed away, and then the young guy that shot Gabby Giffords in Arizona. Is there an Arizona plate kind of scenario where the guy that met that kid allegedly, you know, this is all Hawk satire, allegedly, isn't it? That allegedly there was a man that talked to that kid that shot Gabby Giffords, allegedly, that was talking to him inside of a drugstore in that strip mall back then from Arizona. I also recall back in the day maybe 10, 12 years ago, there was an event in Texas where a Texas DPS officer, I believe, had to shoot a potential assassin who was from Arizona. I also recall back in those eras, 204, 205, and that kind of era, I also recall that there was a whole lot of Russian mafia that come out of Southern California and came into Arizona, meaning Scottsdale, etc. But something is going on with Arizona, and I'm not necessarily saying it's the Russians. Now, today we have the largest IT crash in the history of the world. And banks all over the place, airlines, banks, Starbucks, grocery, every kind of thing you can imagine, all kind of stores. Now, just in the stock market, I think losses alone, I think there was over $110 billion lost. Now, let's look at this from just the standpoint of what Old Hawk said 3 weeks ago. They're going to try to have to do something make sure that Trump doesn't win this race. And who's they? The New World Order bankers, the intel people, the military in the pentagram, all of that. They got to do something, you see. And it's interesting is that there's some interesting forensic analysis that the health ranger, Mike Adams, did. And about the first three or four shots are from about 450 feet, which is about 130-some yards or what have you, 130, 140 yards, which seems to be the kid. It's pop, 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 and then there's another pop. But then the others show that there are other snipers. Well, we know that there are at least two snipers on the Red Barn, allegedly, that are the counter snipers of the alleged Secret Service counter snipers, regardless of whose they were. They may have been Secret Service counter snipers or state police counter snipers under Secret Service tutelage, or they could have been somebody else. But then supposedly There was another counter sniper somewhere, okay? Now, what's interesting about the whole deal is now you're starting to see all these things come out. And there is also Hal Turner's got a story out about the possibility of allegedly of a lady that's sitting behind Trump during the assassination, directly behind him. During the assassination attempt, she's seen nodding her head, then holding up her sign, and the shooting begins. She sits there calmly filming the whole thing. Is she number two in the line of command? ? Hal Turner says, mysterious woman behind Trump taking video as shots rang out, identified. Allegedly, in the world of satire, allegedly, that this could be an assistant FBI director woman. All right. Hal Turner. And allegedly, it is Janine, allegedly DiGiuseppe, assistant director, FBI. All right. So I don't know. It's alleged that she may have given a nod and then showed the sign, and then that may have been a direction to take the shot. But I'll tell you what, that might be an operational command. And then if you look at the Health Ranger, he's got some real good audio analysis of the shootings, of the shots. And I think you ought to go to healthranger@brighteon.com, healthranger, Brighteon, and look at that, brighteon.com. Mike Adams, a Health Ranger, forensic analysis of shots. Because you see, this now is starting to get to be to where the FBI allegedly has told everybody, because they're getting, that's all getting out of hand. And they're getting scared. So this woman allegedly is DiGiuseppe, allegedly. And they say in the article here, if this is, in fact, the assistant director of FBI, why didn't she move to shield Trump? How could she be there so calmly during the video, taking video, unless could it be she knew she wasn't the target? And could she have known she wasn't the one in danger? The internet sleuths have also created a sort of comparison set of photos. So that is most interesting. Most interesting. And you see, as this stuff kind of unfolds like this, it's no wonder that the FBI has told all of the people involved that they're not to talk to anyone except the FBI. Well, why would that be? Oh, I don't know why that would be. Allegedly, I have no idea. But that's something that the Hal Turner radio show that somebody sent it to me, and I don't know. The DC trip of Netanyahu has been canceled. That's interesting, because it isn't going to make any difference anyway. And apparently, emergency alert to U.S. nuclear attack options broadcasting nonstop. All right. Now, there's always some kind of a thing that's up, and there's always a DEFCON and all the different stuff. But this is most interesting as well. So now, what are they going to have to do that they miss their target? All right. New York Prepper is the one saying emergency alert, U.S. nuclear attack options broadcasting nonstop. Netanyahu cancels D.C. trip, according to YouTube.com. And the New York Prepper. So, most interesting there also, ladies and gentlemen. All I can tell you is that if you do not have food to eat and water to drink, then you had better be getting you some tonight real quick. And a lot of it. A lot of it. Now, you saw some of the stories as well about this outage. CrowdStrike, allegedly, how is it that one company doesn't update? It's not even allegedly a hack. How is it that one company can take down almost every aircraft in the world, commercial aircraft, hundreds of banks, all kind of different, corporations, all kind of different stuff. And then the bank today, people were talking, somebody had gone to the bank and there was a line clear out the door. And they decided to make a deposit. They went to a drive-up window. But apparently somebody was in there trying to get money and they couldn't get online. And apparently they were trying to check their balances or something. But that is in different places in the United States. In the different United States. And I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I do know what Lord Jesus told us. That if the time were not shortened for the elect, there would no flesh be saved. And I did talk to Brother Quayle again last night. He is back home out of the hospital. And he's starting to do his physical therapy and rehab on the knee replacement. And by the grace of God and all of the prayers out there, intercessory prayers, please pray for Brother Quayle. Lord, our Father in heaven, and Lord Jesus, will you touch Brother Quayle right now, Lord? Lord Jesus, will you touch Brother Quayle? And will you start to help him to rehab his knee and retrain his knee and to get him to where he can walk, run, and do all of the things and restore it back to strength and health and assist him during his time of the rehab and the physical therapy. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. And to Debbie Nunemaker and Lady J and all the different people, Jarhead, all the different people, Lord Jesus, will you go to them? You know what their needs are. Will you provide their needs and remove pain from their systems? Restore their bones. Re-knit their bones. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for keeping me in this game. And incidentally, I was recruited by the Archangel Michael in a waking vision that was seen and heard by somebody else at night in the bedroom. My spouse, that I was to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what might be coming and how to prepare for it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. You better believe it. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I was very glad that President Trump said at the RNC last night, he said that he wasn't supposed to be there, but the only reason he was there because of the grace of the Almighty God. And that is true. And I will tell you what. That right there is the key. So, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I tell you what, this thing is a... this thing is just getting to be out of touch. You see what I'm saying? And it's going to get worse because now we've got to up the ante. So we've had a worldwide largest IT crash in the history of the world. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. Just the U.S. stock market itself, hundreds and hundreds of billions lost. Worldwide. All the time lost. All the people at the airports. You can't get a ticket and you still can't. It's not doing it. What does jig your booty say? Old booty jigs. Well, we hope that the airlines will be able to open tomorrow. He don't say anything about anything else. Nor does he have any kind of a deal where they've got a program. And I'm going to tell you what. We should have invested, and I recall during President Trump's first term, he wanted to put a lot more money into hardening of the infrastructure. But old Mitchie McConnell and all the boys, they don't want to do all of that. They didn't want to do all of that. Congress doesn't want to do all of that. And that this thing happening now has started, and I don't know where it's going to end. Where she stops, nobody knows, so to speak. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this analysis at Brighteon is very good if you want to read it. I didn't have a chance to really go over it three or four times. But yep, I agree with you. Crazy Horse is telling me something about that. He's talking to me about how they probably hit me with some kind of a what we talked about. Satellite-directed creation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. And yes, I've thought about that quite a bit. I also thought about that with respect to Bob Griswold, Brother Quail, different other people. Tom Horn, Zeppity Doodah. They don't like it when you're effective or when you help other people to be effective against Lucifer. But I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there is power in the blood of Jesus. And if you do nothing else, repent of your sins to Jesus and ask him to come into your heart and be your Savior. You don't have to remember every single sin that you ever committed and doing, and if you didn't do it, you didn't get it right. You say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Help to wash me clean, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart and be my Savior. And I'm going to tell you what, that's the key to this whole bit. If you want to survive, if you want to, and he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved, then you'd better get with Lord Jesus right away. And all the people who know exactly what I'm talking about will continue to try to make sure that they've done that, all right? And I guess there's a story at Infowars.com. Ivermectin found to protect against many various diseases, cancer, vaccine damage, and electromagnetic frequencies, to help to remedy some of the disruption. Yes, sir. Crazy Horse, you're right on the money, brother. Right on the money. I'd also love to have everybody pray for Brother Bruce. Brother Bruce's. The marshal of the old stagecoach stop. And he has a tremendous number of medical problems, but apparently he never misses a day to pray for me. So I'm not going to miss a day to pray for him. Lord Jesus, will you go right now and touch our old stagecoach stop marshal? Will you touch him? And Lord Jesus, will you touch him and let him know you're touching him and put the full power upon him and restore him back to the most optimum health possible. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And there's so many people out there. I can't think of everybody and can't think of all of them, and I can't do it, but I will do that. Because Jesus protects him, protects the farm, and protects his loving wife. The old stagecoach stop has still got water for animals and gardens still flowing, and they're picking squashes and tomatoes. Fires abound all around, but remain strong and steadfast as Jesus protects the farm. Strength and love, T-Hawk. God bless you there, my dear lady, and you say hello to Bruce. Thank him for praying for me, because I'm praying for him too. And everybody, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the key things, is we've got to continue to pray for people as we do. Thank you to old Daryl Lee, Mr. Daryl Lee, for all of your prayers as well. God bless you. But I'll tell you what, there was a an article I received last night, and I sent it around to different people because it was there, but let me just see if I can find it, because it's important. I think that it was partially out of partially out of Alex Jones or partially out of the, I know that it was definitely some of the information also was at the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. But here's the deal. Dynamite, BlackRock, Vanguard, allegedly, this allegedly, I'm reading an article here too, by the way, this is not what I'm saying. Vanguard allegedly linked to Trump shooter building and companies so shorting Donald J. Trump stocks. So somebody's been shorting Trump stocks. Globalist investment firm BlackRock and Vanguard allegedly are suspiciously connected to a company that shorted Trump company stock ahead of the shooting, and that the owner of the building that the would-be Trump assassin Matthew Crook fired his shots from. BlackRock allegedly linked BlackRock is also directly linked to Crooks as he appeared in a 2022 advertisement that was deleted from the company's YouTube page following the assassination attempt. Now, that's interesting because the article I was sent, it had deleted, underlined, and then do it. But if you look up alleged commercial of BlackRock linked to Crooks. And what I did, I clicked on the commercial, and I remember seeing it. It was BlackRock doing something allegedly about protecting the assets of teachers nationwide at different schools. And they showed a teacher, it looked like a guy, a coach or somebody, or a teacher teaching in a classroom. And there were young boys and stuff in the classroom. In that classroom, clear as day, is Matthew Crooks. It was his high school. And it shows him moving and everything in that class. Full on facials from the front and from the side and movement of the body, etc. So isn't that interesting? The first connection to the asset manager Giants is leftist investment company, allegedly leftist investment company, Austin Private Wealth, APW, which bizarrely is filed with the SEC to short 12 million shares of Donald J. Trump stocks less than 2 weeks before the Trump rally shooting. Now, this is most interesting because he said after this article says, after filing an SEC report confirming its position just one day before the attempted murder of Trump, it wasn't until 3 days after the deadly incident that APW, Austin Private Wealth, amended its filings by claiming it meant to short 1,200 shares, not 12 million. Oh, somebody missed the target. Huh? Is that what's being implied? I have no idea. That's alleged, isn't it? So, ex-user Champagne Joji dug into the odd transaction in a lengthy thread. Champagne Joji, that's J-O-S-H-I, allegedly dug into the odd transaction in a lengthy thread that ultimately elicited a response from APW where they blamed the issue on clerical error. 1,200 shares, not 12 million. APW happens to hold over 78 million in Vanguard and over 34 million in BlackRock shares, according to the latest quarter's filings. In an exclusive report published Thursday, Alex Jones detailed how APW is used to raise money for ESG pushing leftist organization foundations. The next connection between BlackRock and Vanguard and the attempted Trump assassination is the physical building where Secret Service snipers were reportedly stationed inside while crooks climbed onto the roof to shoot at Trump and his audience. A deep dive on X by social media strategist Kristen Ruby detailed the backgrounds of those who owned the building where crooks ultimately met his fate. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is interesting material, say the least, allegedly, in a satire world. She accurately noted the structure is owned by AGR International Incorporated's headquarters, a company purchased in March by industrial solutions firm IndyCor. Ruby reported that IndyCor was launched by private equity firm Clayton Dubilier and Rice, LLC, CD&R, which was co-founded by Council on Foreign Relations Brookings Institute member Joseph L. Rice. Most interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. So that is an article that I was sent from somebody. And I think some of that is also on the Health Rangers stuff. Okay. And it's quite interesting. Now, one could look at this also and say, and find some interesting combinations that you look at this stuff, and you look at Yale Law School, and you look at, well, now from our friends at the Stagecoach Stop, they gave ivermectin to a livestock guard dog who has cancer. He's treating with ivermectin and for over a year, still guarding. Blessings. God bless you all. I'll tell you what. I have tremendous people that I get to be in contact with. The interesting thing is that after we missed, now we have a total thing that $110 billions get nailed, hundreds and hundreds of billions in just our stock market and worldwide. What happened? All the lost time, all the lost trips, all the business trips not made, all the hospitals. I mean, this went into hospitals, patient care items, where they type in your name and they say, well, what are you going to do? They had to cancel operations, anesthesias, all kind of stuff. Now, this is interesting for me, too, because, you know, I don't want to be involved in all this stuff. It's just nuts. Anyway, I want you to pray for Brother Steve Quayle. Pray for Brother Quayle. Lord Jesus, will you touch Brother Quayle right now? Will you start to rehabilitate his knee and the new knee replacement and allow him the ability to strengthen that and for it to be rapidly being restored to a more normal basis without any pain or any trouble. In your name I pray. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on, do we not? Got a whole bunch of stuff going on. God bless St. Paul, Minnesota. Greenville, South Carolina. Yes. Wirtz, Virginia. Where's Virginia? Where's Virginia? The old Mars Hill gang. God bless you, Mars Hill. The old Allegheny gang. God bless the old Allegheny gang, too. Yes, sir. Hampton Highway, Dunlap Highway. God bless y'all. Geraldine in Maine, God bless you. Mr. Pete, bless you. And to my old friends from Roseville, California, God bless you for all you do. And old Fang, you're on the dry side with Louis L'Amour. God bless you, old Fang. And God bless South Carolina and all the different places. God bless the Diamond Springs, California, and God bless my old partners down in Tejas, all of you. God bless y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Because that's the key to me staying on, is to be able to stay in the game. Anything is most needed and welcome, believe you me. Most needed and welcome. It can be sent to Hawk, Federal Reserve notes, a little silver, a little bit of gold, a little platinum, a check, money order. Send it to Hawk, HAWK, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000 fold. And ladies and gentlemen, the Nunemakers, if you wish to help send Bibles and songbooks in the dialect languages of the old Montagnard villages in Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, and down the hill into Myanmar, ladies and gentlemen, Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And blessing out there to Sam Raham and all the gang. And the whole building of the new small church behind the house church. Magnificent. These people in the Montagnard areas, the mountains areas, and the Montagnards, and yes, all you Vietnam War veterans know what who the Montagnards were, but they each have a different dialect, a slightly different language. They get Bibles and songbooks in their dialects. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with the Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And you can call Brother Steve Quayle. You'll get Steve. Well, you probably won't get Steve today, but you get Tyler Quayle. Are you Daryl's capable manager or somebody else perhaps in the other office? You can call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And let me tell you something. Get you some gold and silver as quickly as you can, because I'll tell you what, it's going to go up, and it has been going up nicely. But the thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, it could go up to a jillion bucks. Or let's say that gold went from, say, 20, oh, I don't know. Let's see what it might be here today. 2403.29. And let's say it goes to 3,000 or goes to 5,000 or 10,000. Or silver. Let's see what silver was today. 29.29. Platinum today. 973.95. So they're off just a little bit, but that doesn't make any difference. It would be a good time to buy it. And people, no doubt, in the big boy world sold gold, silver, and platinum, and certainly sold futures as well to raise money to either short stocks or to come in and pay the piper as their stocks are going down, okay? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, call Renaissance Precious Metals, Steve Quayle's Precious Metals Aspect, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, and you get you some on the way as quickly as you possibly can. And then while you're there, you might as well get from Brother Quayle, Earth in the Crosshairs, The Interdimensional Gates of Hell Have Opened, a film by Steve Quayle and Daniel Holdings. Video on demand August 1st. That'll be coming up here pretty shortly. And you can watch right there to see if you'd like to see it. Watch the video trailer. You can click right here. Go to Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, and look and click on the video trailer for Interdimensional Gates of Hell Have Opened. Earth in the Crosshairs, okay? Lou Rockwell, which is a very interesting site as well. Media reports suggest that Trump's would-be assassin is dead, Lou Rockwell says. That simply is not true. Trump assassin is not dead. The name of Trump assassin, LouRockwell.com says, is the CIA. If it is not the CIA proper, it is some similarly vile governmental entity that operates in the shadows to undermine the interests of the American dinner table. Trump's assassin is not dead. They are very much alive. Their patsy is dead, nothing more. Yes, their patsy is dead. They will put a tremendous effort into getting us to pay attention to the patsy rather than the problem. Don't be distracted. He says they will put tremendous effort. Second, let me get this page rolled down a little bit. Okay. They'll put tremendous effort into getting us to pay attention to how he is killed and the heroism of it all. Don't be distracted. They will put the tremendous effort into getting us to pay attention that he was killed and heroism of all, but don't be distracted. They will put tremendous effort into getting us to pay attention to anything rather than the real problem. A comfortable narrative for many right now is this. Harsh Democrat talking points caused the assassination attempt. Illegitimate Joe Biden is to blame, some will say, or the squad, or some the media lapdog, or some other loser, sore loser Hillary, or Kamala, or et cetera. Don't be distracted. mean talking points did cause this assassination attempt. That's what I have said, is that somebody ordered it. The CIA, Lou Rockwell says, caused this assassination attempt, and they bungled it. And so this is an interesting, I'm not going to read the entire thing, but he says the CIA and the U.S. State Department have run dozens of the same revolutions all over the world. So now they're going to get scared because they're corner raccoons. You see what I'm saying? They're all, everybody's up to it. And then now the FBI is telling people they can only talk to the FBI. They can't talk to anybody else. So there ain't no freedom of speech, is there? And here's, he says, we, the American people, did not stop them. We largely looked the other way. In doing so, we enabled them and encouraged them. Sometimes we even cheered them on. It was only a matter of time before these well-honed skills, meaning the CIA and the State Department, were turned on us. In 2020, they ran a color revolution on us. The public is so clueless, or the CIA is so well practiced, that at least 90% of the public have no idea that a color revolution was run on them in 2020 by their own government. You too may have been fooled. You may have never even considered that such a thing could have happened this very moment. Accept it. From December 1, 2019 until January 20, 2021, a color revolution was run on you by your own government and resulted in a successful coup in which the president that the voters preferred and overwhelmingly voted for was removed from power. And for 4 years, you have lived under an illegitimate regime put in power by a CIA coup. Now, I'm going to have you read, go to lourockwell.com and read the rest of this. LouRockwell.com, and I think you can also find it. It's posted at SteveQuayle.com. That story by LouRockwell.com is posted at SteveQuayle.com. Go up there and take a look, would you? Take a big look, because this thing is going to go wild weasel now. And what are they going to do? They're going to try it again? I hope and pray they don't, because I'll tell you, there's going to be all kind of people being looking on the lookout for that. But what are they going to do? Well, looks like they somebody caused a weird update. Now, you think about a large corporation that's involved in IT. Are they really going to send a program out to update all the programs that they haven't tested proper? I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, all over the different time periods, depending on who it was, IBM or this one or that one or the other one. They cannot send something out without testing it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. Even having just taken basic rudimentary computer courses in college when it was still on punch cards, when you still had to do punch cards and that kind of stuff, and put them in, then in the computers and load them up before what we even have now. I mean, you used to write a program in basic Fortran or something like that, Fortran 4 or what have you. I mean, we had to test our program out 3 or 4 times. To do what? To make sure it worked. Now, I'm way beyond all of that, and everybody today is much further ahead than me in computers and that kind of a thing. But what I'm trying to say to you is, who gave the order to release something that was going to blow up all these different things and then have the temerity to tell you, oh, well, we hope it'll be fixed by tomorrow. Oh, the stock market, you know, just certain things lost hundreds of billions of dollars, and how many days and lives were ruined, and how many bank accounts and checks. How many times is somebody putting a deposit in an account that's doing it online to make sure the deposit gets there before a check clears? So how many check clearing situations where maybe the check gets hot for a while, just a little bit, because they weren't able to put their deposit in because the allegedly the CrowdStrike stuff wasn't working? Or maybe the patient that was supposed to have an operation today that couldn't because they could not document what they were supposed to do, or they could not, in terms of the anesthesia, apply the appropriate amount because they didn't know what was in there because it was all in their computer. How many of this stuff is going to go on? Now, what's the next thing? Well, this is a worldwide thing, isn't it? Seemed to be across the world in Berlin and in the United States and all over across the world in England and different places. Banks, every kind of stuff. Starbucks, I mean, every kind of thing. Hospitals. So what's the next thing? Are we going to go to war? We're going to go to nuclear war? We're going to go to war in the Ukraine with Russia or against Russia? Are we going to go with China and Taiwan? And all the information I talked to you about last night, I guess others have found out some stuff more about that as well. To verify some of what I was talking to you about. I believe Al Turner had some of that yesterday as well. But what I'm trying to say is that yep. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just trying to breathe a minute here. So that you know that I'm trying to do my best, and I pray that you understand that. So once again, we've got the BlackRock Vanguard alleged situations where the people that own a lot of their stocks. Incidentally, one time BlackRock was at a lot of stock owned by the Red Chinese as well. But the Red Chinese apparently she put it out that he may have had a stroke and then looked for the people that emerged that were going to try to take power from him. And apparently he grabbed him. Brother Quayle has said so many, many times, there is no political solution for a country that has a spiritual problem. Now, I will say this. I will say this, too. Heard it on the grapevine that that in India, Vimanas, V-I-M-A-N-A-S, Vimanas, which are the name for the spacecraft, from the ancient days that are written up and that there are plans for them, in Sanskrit and in written plans and drawings and all kind of stuff and talking about what powered them and how to build them and all that. I heard it through the grapevine that there's possibility that Vimanas are being produced in India. above top secret in Indian areas in the military. So that's an interesting thing. Anyway, 406-586-4840, you tell them what Hawk sent you, and have them get you some precious metals or whatever you can afford. And then also, get, if you can, any of Steve's books. Get, if you can, Earth in the Crosshairs. The Interdimensional Gates of Hell Have Opened, a film by Steve Quayle and Daniel Holdings. Video on demand available August 1. DVD available August 15. Watch the video trailer. Click and watch the video trailer. You'll enjoy that, let me tell you. So I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And you had better get you all the long-term storage food. Get you the canned goods, chunky soups, Denny Moore beef stews, Progresso soups, all of that type of thing. So that you can prepare. Prepare, prepare, prepare. So that you can feed your family and so that you have sufficient rations for your family and for yourself. Mighty men and women of valor, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight either. Use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the Bill of Rights Americans. Oh, Fandango Rangers, I know that you're out there somewhere. You go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey Lapua. Mickey, stay on them optics, baby. Stay on the optics. And squeeze that trigger, don't jerk it. To Road and Track and Little L. You say hi to Tiger Tom. Tiger T. And also to your mama. You tell them that the Lord Jesus loves you and loves them. May all your ninja ways go well. And may your jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai ways go well as well. God bless you out there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to The Old Hawk. Keep me in your prayers because it helps me. Because I'll tell you, without...